Right, guys, welcome to episode 44 of Inside the Cage. Scott and Mark with you, as usual, as reliable as ever.
How are you, mate? As always, mate. How are you? I'm good, man.
I'm alright, I'm sore.
Sore? Well, oh, you had a long, busy weekend, really.
I had a long, busy weekend. Played golf for the first time in 2.5 years, and obviously I'm a big geezer, big unfit guy, so that was hard. And then decided it was a good idea to do that the same day I was going to stand at an outdoor kind of gig, see the Foo Fighters for.
How was Foo Fighters? Good.
Amazing.
That's good reports.
They're such a good live band, man. If you've never ever seen them, go see them. I know you have, but.
We've seen them years ago. It was in the SECC when they started
outside, it was amazing. I don't get quite tops of tea in the park gig for me, but that was brilliant, mate.
That's good.
And then I was playing football yesterday, so I'm absolutely gassed. My leg, every part of me aches, my back, my legs, my arms, my shoulders, it's just crap.
You need a hot bath, that's what you need.
No. But I had a good round on Saturday, I was pleased with myself, so. Good. No, just useless. What did you actually score?
Can't actually remember. 96, it was pish.
Wow, 96 feels bad.
Ah, it was terrible. I really didn't enjoy Saturday at all, man. Yeah, really bad route.
Well, I'm ready to play whenever you want to play again.
Okay, I'm playing this Friday, but you're working, so.
Ah, you play every Friday, you're dead.
Bonus of having a hot shaft on Friday.
What about your weekend?
It was alright, man. I had an expensive meal on Saturday, it's Friday night, sorry.
You know what
I
mean?
I forgot, because I just forgot. I think it was something like £600 for 4 days. And I paid, so don't care. But aye.
What? Where? When?
That was like 3 fillet steaks, bottle of champagne, drink.
Where were you?
Edinburgh.
I know you were in Edinburgh. What restaurant were you in?
Is it Gusto? No, Gusto. Gaucho. Gaucho in Edinburgh.
Oh, Gaucho. Aye, the kind of Argentinian place.
Argentinian restaurant, aye. I was disappointed, but didn't have Kelmies.
No.
Didn't you go to an Argentinian restaurant, you'd get Kelmies.
I was going to say, how was the food, though?
Oh, it was incredible, mate. The steak was unbelievable. They done like this. They basically, you get a fillet, but it's like spiralise it. So it comes out like a crescent. It's weird. It comes out like a crescent shape.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. It was incredible, mate. Then I had prawns out, but the prawns came with heads and bodies, so that was a first for me. Because usually mines are frozen. So you don't really need to worry about heads and bodies. So I did a lot of there as well. And oh, just, it was good, but what a meal.
Should we save up our pennies and go?
I think you should go to some point. I think it's one of these restaurants people have to try. Because the only thing I would say is don't get scallops. Because see, for £20, you get 2 tiny wee shitty scallops. They're only worth a fuck.
Yeah, I don't eat scallops, so that's okay.
My scallops are lovely. Love a scallop, man. Caramel cheesecake for dessert. What a meal, by the way. Just glad I have a price for that, so I'm saying.
Me wanna. Is that you quite happy now that you had your wee put your input in?
Aye, well, that's the one on Saturday as well, so it's always a bonus. I don't get mentioned that very often, so.
Because nobody cares.
That's true. Aye.
People are probably listening to this going, who are this one? Yeah. Why is he talking about them?
There's only one team in Glasgow.
Nah, you're right. Queen's Park. So, we've got an awesome car to review. Like,
Every fight was superb, I think. I don't really.
Straight into it, man. Let's just do it. Well, no point messing about, because this is going to take us ages, because every single part of this was tremendous. Are you wanting to start at the top?
Go start at the top. Stipe, DC.
I'm kind of lost for words with this one, because it was just.
DC dominated the first 2 rounds.
3 rounds.
Third DP, last couple of minutes and third DP definitely came back
in. I'd 100% had DC up 3 rounds by a mile, by an absolute country mile. And in that fourth round, out of nowhere, Stipe realised that that left hand to the body was going to cripple DC. Why he didn't do that in the first rounds, I'll never know.
I think he was playing the long game, I really do. I think he was.
I think that's a risky tactic against DC, because DC didn't look gassed. He was breathing heavy, but they both were. But he didn't look like he didn't look as bad as what fucking Diaz looked like, or what fucking who would Costa and Romero looked like. DC looked good, man. He looked fresh enough. It was just, I'm amazed.
I wasn't, because I picked him.
I know, mate. I know, but I genuinely still believe that DC is on a different level from every other heavyweight in the world, and I still believe it, even though Stipe beat him. I don't think Stipe's on the same level as DC. Okay, you could say obviously quite clearly as he beat him, but.
Stipe used to DC did at one point.
I know that. I know. I don't know, mate. It's a weird one for me, because I think DC's that good that I'm not a massive fan of DC, by the way. Same as
I'm
you.
Not
like,
a fan of DC. I'm not a massive fan of DC at all.
I like DC as a commentator. As a fighter, I've never really liked him, but I just think he is a class above everybody else. And the fact that he could be here really shocked me. Stipe found something that was niggling at him. And the last one I happened with proper winced and then caught my right hand and that was it, game over. And that can happen against anybody. That could happen against me. I could walk in against DC and sneak a wee sneaky right hand before he gets in. You know what I'm saying though? You know my point? My point is anybody could go in there and sneak a sneaky right hand on somebody, do you know what I mean?
But you've got to be fight IQ to remember, think about what you're doing.
You know what I'm saying? My point is that there was total domination for three rounds by DC and then...
Well, I'm saying two and a bit.
Well, either way, it was still three rounds to DC. There wasn't enough in that third round from Miocic for me to win the round. So, as far as I'm concerned, it was still 3-0 to DC. DC was winning that if it went to points for me. But you've always got that danger with Miocic. Miocic has got heavy hands.
He's knocked out nearly every guy's thought in the UFC.
You look at how much DC peppered Miocic. You got to wonder one thing. How did Cormier knock him out the first time? Because he took everything DC had. Every punch DC had. And he didn't win at all.
Last year's fight, he was fighting Ngannou. He took a lot of punishment against Ngannou because you're always going to, because that man hits you, he fucking hits you.
7 months, mate. It wasn't as if it was a couple of weeks. It wasn't as if it was a short space.
But you're not getting hit by, let's say, I'm trying to put a comparison. You're getting hit by a truck instead of a golf club.
I know, but I don't see that as an argument. I really don't. I think somebody is seasoned and is experienced and, you know, is 20 fights in or whatever it is, you know, wouldn't have been a factor. But
that's your chin, you're getting older. You can't train your chin. You've got to give your chin time. You've got to give your body time to recover.
Maybe 7 months is more enough for the time for me. I'm sorry. That's not an issue for the first week. I'm just amazed that this time was so much different. And
that's the only thing I can tell you is
of
excuse.
Course, aye. It could be, I don't know what it is, maybe it's because he's lighter. I don't know, maybe he's got less, I don't know if that's got anything to do with...
I wouldn't say so. Honestly, I just think it was just a case of his body was more ready for this fight.
Mm.
He's given himself over a year. These are heavyweights, these are guys that carry about 17, 18 stone, a pure muscle. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of food, a lot of recovery to do things like that, to do it every day. And bear in mind, the man still works a firefighter.
I know. Listen, don't get me wrong, was it well-deserved? Is that the right thing to say? I mean, is any fight well-deserved? There's a couple of people in this fight who the win was well-deserved. I mean, the very first prelim, for a start, more than deserved. Did Miocic deserve to beat DC on the first three rounds? Probably not. But then again, you take your chances when you get given them, and they get given a chance, and they finish it. You win the fight, aye.
It's one of these ones.
I'm gutted for DC because I think he looked genuinely, genuinely upset. Like, it wasn't even a case of, like...
I know, this was really bad. I slightly enjoyed it a wee bit.
No, I don't know how you could possibly enjoy that. You'd have to be an absolute arsehole of a human being to enjoy watching him stand there looking like that. Because even...
I think I just wanted Stipe. I really, really like Stipe, and I wanted Stipe to win so much. So see, when you see somebody disappointed because of lost, because it makes you happy the other way, you're obviously going to enjoy that ever so slightly.
I just thought it was really such a shame, man, for a guy... I think he genuinely didn't see it coming. I think that's the problem. I think DC thought he was untouchable. And I think he's obviously got beaten. He's been like, well, really? Did that actually just happen? So, but listen, great performance by Stipe. Kept himself in it. As I say, he took so much punishment from DC and still managed
to... I didn't ever feel as though Stipe was... Or I think it was one time when he did rock him, but I never thought he was totally damaged.
No.
He took a lot of shots, maybe.
He was damaged.
But he was never totally damaged. There was never any...
He took a lot of stripes, definitely.
Never a lot of stripes, but I don't ever remember him seeing going like, fuck's sake, man, there's blood gushing for his face, he's taking punishment after punishment, he's rotting him left, right and centre, and he's just came out and all of a sudden, this black body shot was just fucking deadly.
I think DC should have taken it to the ground more, to be honest. I think DC should have had it on the ground more. He only had him down, once, twice, maybe?
Did it a couple of times in the first, but then Stipe did get back up a couple of times, did take him down. So it's not as if Stipe can't do it, and I texted you before the event saying I really fancy Stipe because I'd heard Scott Lang basically DC came out and I think it was during the handshake at one point during the week that basically DC apparently turned around and went, wow, he's a lot body stronger than he was last year.
They both looked amazing, by the way, I must say. Like, the weight cut was, fighting at that weight certainly suited them both, I think, to be honest.
Stipe looked fucking ripped, he looked absolutely brilliant.
Right, and I thought DC, because normally he looks really heavy, I thought he was flat, you know, okay, he's never going to be a ripped guy, clearly, no. But even at light heavyweight, I still can't believe he fought at light heavyweight. I can't actually believe he used to cut another 26 pounds off of it. Like, sorry, 30 pounds off of it, it's mental.
That's easy done, but I mean, he's that size, he's not as if he's a big guy.
I know, but he's no big, like, tall, it's crazy to me, but...
He is a light heavyweight. That is his natural weight class for me. He 100%. Should be a light heavyweight.
100%. Yeah.
He likes a cut of cakes too much. No, I'm kidding.
What's next for DC then? Because obviously next for Stipe will be a title defence against one of the up-and-comers, probably. Oh, it's likely going to be somebody like Ngannou, but...
Bobby Ngannou.
Cormier, I mean, people are obviously saying his retirement and all that stuff. That's up to him and obviously his family to decide. 41. You know, just lost your only other title.
I think it's time to chuck it. For a couple of reasons. A, I don't believe Jojo's fight will ever happen.
No.
Because I think he would have had to be in heavyweight champion for that fight to happen.
Yeah. I agree. I don't think DC will ever cut weight back down to 205. And John Jones is nowhere near ready to fight at heavyweight. So that fight wasn't going to happen unless it happened maybe a year from now. And DC would still have to be a champ, as you said.
I don't believe another rematch will happen. I heard people say talk about a trilogy fight. I don't think that's going to happen either.
I could see us. That's probably the only fight I could see.
There's reasons for that, but I don't believe it will happen.
That's what I was going to say. I can see that's the only fight I can see for DC is fighting Stipe again. But Stipe has to go away and fight a couple other boys first, which means DC needs to wait at least a year, maybe even 18 months.
That's not going
to
happen.
And he's not going to happen.
No.
So I think you might see that might be the last we see of DC, which is a shame because he is, whether you like the guy or not, he's a tremendously good fighter and probably one of the best to ever do it, to be honest. I mean, best...
No,
people say that, obviously, it's a hard one because is DC the best heavyweight champion ever? Probably not, because Stipe was. Because Stipe defended it seven times. Oh, is I. But DC's... It's weird because DC's like one of the best to do it, but...
He's not the best at any division.
It's weird, isn't it? It's an odd one. People talking about it in the same breath, you know, as your GSPs and stuff like that. Obviously, for the heavier guys, he's probably the... You know, the best of that weight class, those two weight classes that ever do it, but yet he's not the best in each weight class. No, so how does that work?
Because it's just, he's one of these things. Jojo is a different thing, totally, but obviously he's come out against DP. You could arguably argue that he's still one of the best heavyweights, but he never fought a heavyweight for a long enough period of time for me to say that.
Yeah.
I mean, Stevie comes back, gets the victory back, gets his loss back, and goes, like, right, look, I am the champion, this is mine. I think he can keep it for a few years now.
I was so shocked, man. Like, see when Herb Dean jumped in and waved his hands, man, I literally was staring at the TV with my mouth open, man, like, wide open. Like, remember the, I know we don't talk about wrestling, remember Lesnar Undertaker and the guy with a white t-shirt and the glasses? Basically, he was a meme forever. The guy who, when Lesnar beat the streak.
I can't remember.
I'll need to show you, man. That's literally what I was like. I was literally like that. It was literally staring at the telly, like, mouth open, shocked. I was so shocked, man. I just did not see it coming. Do you think it'll generally be Ngannou?
I think it'll be Ngannou. I don't see who else in the heavyweight division it would be. I don't think John Jones will ever step up to heavyweight either, so I don't see that fight happening.
I was like that guy.
I don't actually remember that, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you probably didn't watch it. I watched it.
Aye, Ngannou, I don't see anybody else in that division. There's nobody else in that division who's made a stake to go, right, well, I want the title shot next. And Ngannou, if fair play, he lost his fight against DP, and he lost his next fight, which was just totally and diabolical.
That wasn't a fight.
Well, whatever it was. Then he's won his next two or three after that, so...
Two, yeah. He beat, was it Blades?
He beat Blades, then he beat JDS, so... Yeah. But there's nothing there for him to beat.
There's nobody else for him to beat.
There's literally nowhere else to beat. It literally has to be Stipe versus Francis Ngannou again. And I'll make a wee statement here. We'll have a wee headline event in Paris at some point next year.
Yeah, they're going to legalise it?
Well, they have legalised it.
Have they?
For January 2020 in Paris.
Oh, did they?
So I think... Nice. I think you could maybe see, like, Francis back in his hometown.
Nice. That'd be good. Imagine him winning that belt.
Oh, it'd be incredibly mental.
Does he beat Stipe?
So, I think it'd be really good to see. That could be a great shout, going to have Ngannou back in Paris, where he trains. First title fight. I think if they go to Paris, they've got to make a big splash. So, I think that would be the plan.
Do you think he beat Stipe?
No.
Really?
No. He's got to hit Stipe. I'm not saying it's got to be a lucky punch, but... I think he'll just do exactly what he did the last time, Stipe. I think he'll just take him down after takedown after takedown after takedown. Don't get me wrong, I think Ngannou's wrestling probably has got better. It has to have done, because if not, there's no point in looking at that octagon. He has to be better. He has to prove that he can deal with that and get up for the takedowns, because that'll be the massive thing again.
Okay. What about the co-main? Returning Nate Diaz versus Anthony Pettis.
I thought Nate Diaz was sensational. I thought everything he done was brilliant.
Fair play.
What do you think?
I just don't get it, man. I don't understand. I feel as if after the first round I was watching a guy who was done, and then somehow he manages to win that unanimous decision. I don't understand what I watched. Pettis looked like a fighter, and Diaz looked like a guy who was in the park walking his dog, man. It's so weird. I know that's obviously just his style.
He's
and it worked
for the last 10
I know,
years.
And it works. I get that. There's no intensity, and I don't know if that's what kind of put me off. I like watching Showtime because he is. He's intense. He's good. He's, you know, he's flashy. You'd never know what's going to come from him. And yet watching Diaz, I was like, man, you're just so, he's so boring to watch, mate. And I don't know why. If that's just me. Like, I don't mind his style of fighting. I like the fact that he can wrestle, he can grapple, he can strike. I like all that. I love everything. I should really love the way Diaz fights in terms of what he's got, but the way he fights with his arms down and just looks like he doesn't give one single fuck, I can't be arsed with that. I don't know, mate. I was annoyed by this. I really was. I also don't think it was 30-27. I agree with the judge who had it 29-28. I thought Pettis did enough to win a round. But Diaz definitely won. I'm not arguing with that. 100% Diaz won the fight, no doubt. But I just don't get it. I'm sitting there watching it as a fan and going like, ah, you know what? He's fucking gas, man, end of round one. This is fucking in the bag for Pettis. And I got to the end of 15 minutes and went, what happened? Like, how? I don't get it, mate. I don't get it. And maybe that's a naivety on my part, because as a fan,
the Diaz brothers have always had the best cardio in the UFC.
But it doesn't look like it. That was the thing.
But does that matter?
No, it doesn't, mate. It does. That's what I'm saying. It's probably more about me than it is about him. Like, if I take off, even then, if I take off the fact that I'm not a massive Diaz fan and I definitely wanted Pettis to win, I'm still sitting here confused going, I just don't understand it. I don't know if it's just because I don't like that I didn't like that style of fight. I didn't enjoy the fact that he would just look like he was just doing just for the fuck it. I don't like that.
He always looks like that.
Yeah, well, no, maybe that's just that.
That's
like
just,
that, but
he just, I was everything he'd done, I thought, all right, maybe not you striking, because Pettis' striking's obviously class, but everything he'd done was just better than Pettis.
Yeah.
It was just better. He pushed him against the cage, he held him up, with wee strikes, wee daft things, wee daft slaps, wee digs to the knee, the inside of the groin, just stupid things. And he's not, he doesn't knock a lot of people out, and any time he does finish, usually by submission, because that's what he is.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it was a good fight, and when they were on the ground, the two of them were tremendous. The try to grapple each other.
Some of the transitions they're going about
was
amazing.
Oh, it was amazing, mate. Some of it, like, don't get me wrong, I enjoyed the fight. It was just strange to me. It was just an odd thing to me. Watching a guy where he looked like he had heavy hands, looked like he was absolutely fucking done, and then by the end of 15 minutes he wins a unanimous decision and two judges give him all three rounds. I'm sitting there going, I don't understand how that happened.
Then he could probably have been out for another three rounds.
Probably, but then it just doesn't look like it, and I just think, I think maybe it's just in my head, mate. I can't
process
it.
Literally, because honestly, I was thinking, I go, fuck's sake, man, he could go. Because he said that after the fight himself, he's like, I'm used to fighting five round fights. I do it all the time. Five round fights is my thing. All right, he's no fought for 3 years, but when your cardio is at a steady level, like apparently the way he's been on a training camp for the last 3 years.
Right, basically keeping himself ready.
He's been keeping himself absolutely bang on ready, waiting for that one fight that he wants. He came into it and he went like, right, first round, right, it's third round, let's go. And I think he actually fought a different fight for what he would usually fight when he's fighting a five-round fight. If that was a five-round fight, see, for second round, you wouldn't have seen the ideas, he wouldn't have been there. Then all of a sudden he picked up the level towards the end of the first, then the second, then the third, he just overran fucking Pettis for me. Just totally overran him, and Pettis didn't have a fucking scooby what to do.
I agree, I do agree, mate. I can't doubt the fact that Diaz won and that Diaz's performance was decent. I can't call it sensational because I don't understand. I think that's all it is. I think it's naivety on my part. I watched that and was just like, meh, alright, well done, mate, you won. I just wasn't that buzzed, mate, and that could just be me.
I was never, like, obviously, well, not when it has loads and loads, basically probably run about, well, probably about a wee bit before McGregor Diaz fight started getting into MMA. So Diaz's only really thing he had at Diaz was during the McGregor shite, and I really didn't like him at that point for some reason, but he's really, really grown on me, and I've no doubt I've become a bit of a fan of Diaz. I like all that shite, I like the attitude, I like to turn up on stage with a fucking joint in his mouth. I just thought that was mental.
No, turn up to the media day was a bit shit,
but he said he'd done his media thingies, didn't he? He said he's done everything already. Fair play, it's a bit shit, but it's fuck
part
it.
Part of the deal, isn't it, but
doesn't want his money, maybe we'll get paid for that, but that's what it is.
What about the heavyweight war that was Paulo Costa?
Can I just, before we move on, by the way, I loved his call at the end.
Oh, Jorge? Aye. That's the only fight to make for Jorge Masvidal, by the way.
That's just fucking
him or Edwards.
I cannot wait for that fight.
Him or Edwards. That's the only fight to make for Jorge. Jorge Masvidal should not get a title shot.
No, he won't get a title shot. We spoke about us.
I know, but I'm just saying he shouldn't.
That's fine.
Because I want to see Colby versus Kamaru so fucking bad. It's unreal, man.
I'm not even interested.
Do you know the funny thing is? I'm getting more and more into Colby, man. See when Colby came on the screen during the week at the weekend and everybody started booing, man. And I was just like, oh, man, I'm starting to like Colby, man.
It's so true. Who is Dominic Cruz was saying, oh, here's all his booze, now here's his money. He's just hearing all the
chinka chinka chinka.
It was so true. He's like, everybody absolutely fucking hates me. This is fucking brilliant. I'm making fortunes here.
Of course it is, but that's what it is. But, so what about Costa Romero?
I'm surprised this went 15 minutes for starters.
Yeah.
I really expected a double knockout at some point during this fight. I think they did hit each other a couple of times, bang on the money, at the exact same time.
I messaged you yesterday, and my words were, Costa is fucking huge. He is ridiculous, mate. Is actually ridiculous. Like,
I don't know how he gets down to 185. No idea how he gets in there.
I mean, he's almost a heavyweight the size of the guy. It's ridiculous.
He's huge. He probably could go to light heavyweight anyway.
Oh, easy.
Look at Thiago Santos. He meant to step up in there, but...
Oh, mate, he's huge. And he looks so fresh. Like, that... Was it a great fight? Everyone was like, oh my God, that's one of the best fights I've seen. And Rogan and all that were like, oh, it's potentially fight of the year. And I'm sitting there going, do you know what? I don't even know if it was that good a fight. Like, they hit each other a lot and it looked good, but...
I think that's why. You basically answered your own question
there. No.
It's two guys that I don't really have any sway towards. I don't really like either of them particularly much. I don't know why. But when you watch two guys like that just go out and just swing fucking bombs at each other, because that's all they do. They don't have any style of, right, I'm going to put a couple of jabs in there, then a wee right hook, take my time with it and need patience. No. First punch, bang. You see that? Bombs for the first 30 seconds. They're literally, they just swing for the houses.
Yep.
And let's be honest, that's what people want to see. It is an entertainment at the end of the day.
Yep.
It wasn't maybe technically the best fight. It wasn't brilliant to watch, but if you're a casual fan, that was probably going to be your fight of the night.
Oh, 100%. 100%, that's your fight of the night.
That's what the UFC cared about. Yeah. The casual fan.
Which is all wrong in my eyes.
Of course it is. But they make the most money out of them.
Yeah.
So...
Did Costa win?
See, I'm not 100%, because I thought Romero would send the third. Costa 100% get first, without doubt, no question, that for a second.
Mm.
But I think the second was very 50-50. It was literally about 2.5 minutes each.
See, I would have been like, you know, I could have seen it go either way, but the fact that all three judges had it the same way makes me think maybe there was more there. I mean, it was the advancing, I think, for me. It was like, Romero was on the back foot the whole fight.
But that's what he does. He's never going to move forward, Romero. Yeah. He's never moved forward. He's been fighting for years. He's never moved forward.
I hate watching him, man. He's just so horrible to watch, man.
Do you know what it is? He looks fucked. You're talking about Diaz looks absolutely fucked. He looks fucked as soon as he walks to the door.
Mm.
Then all of a sudden, 15 minutes later, he's still gone, just still swinging bombs. I've got to give him, for a 42-year-old man to back cardio and he still be going at the end of the 15 minutes, fair play to him.
Yeah, I agree. What's next for Romero then? If he's 42... So is
he'll keep fighting.
Think so?
I've not got a doubt, because why not?
Is he one of these kind of gatekeeper type guys?
Absolutely no doubt that man will keep fighting. I don't know who's going to fight tonight. I've no idea what will happen next, who's going to fight. Costa obviously called it the way he wants to win out of Whitaker Adesanya. Can't really argue with his claim.
Costa, yeah.
You can't argue with that.
Well, he's going to be the second ranked guy.
Yeah,
so.
That moves him right up there. So you can't argue with that claim.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's next for Romero. I think, as I say, I think he will keep fighting, but who will be fighting next? Pass. No clue.
What about Sadiq Yusuf?
I was a wee bit surprised. Like, I'm not surprised that he won it, because I picked him to win it and I expected him to win it.
Yeah.
But I was a wee bit surprised that Gabriel Benitez was a lot better than I thought he was. I thought he started really, really well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I put Sadiq down.
And he's not, as I say, not Sadiq down. I'm like, fuck's sake, man. Sadiq, what are you doing here? That's a wee kind of... We've backed him up quite a few times on the show.
Because he's brilliant.
Because he's brilliant.
And he proved that.
I proved it in the end. Just fucking, that shot was unbelievable.
Aye. It was ridiculous. I was worried as well. I was the same as you, mate. I was kind of sitting watching it going, wait, what?
What are you doing, man?
I know, like, what's going on? Like, he looked a wee bit, like, kind of tentative, a wee bit kind of nervy, a wee bit like, kind of like, ah, shit. And then, out of nowhere, like, fuck you, I won. Knockout, TKO. Not much to say about that, to be honest.
No, the fact, like I said, Gabby Benitez, good performance by Benitez. See, that Youssef just done enough in the end. He's got that power on his arm. He's just going to hit, something, he's just going to knock him down.
Yeah.
Brunson?
Again, I don't know if it's just because I'm not a massive fan of Brunson. Actually, Brunson was brilliant here. Absolutely superb.
I'm glad you said that.
Ian Heinisch, I thought, was surprisingly not brilliant. Like, because the last couple of times I've seen Heinisch, I generally thought he was a real contender in that weight class. Like, honestly, the last time I've seen him, I thought, wow, man. I didn't think much of him before that. And the last time I've seen him before Saturday, I thought, wow, you're somebody to watch, man. 100% you're somebody to watch. And then, I mean, he wasn't terrible against Brunson. Brunson was just better.
You could tell for Brunson, I didn't realise this before either, but basically Brunson wasn't in a training camp and trained himself.
Yeah.
I never knew this. Basically, this is his first time in a gym training with somebody. And to get to that stage of your career...
Brunson's first time in a training camp.
That's his first proper training camp.
This one?
First coach. That was his first coach he's ever had in a training camp.
And he was with somebody... He was with... you know, Henry Hoofty was with?
Can't remember the gym, but...
Hard Knocks, whatever that is.
That is basically his first time with a proper coach, going through a training camp, and you can see the difference it made. He was so composed, so patient, picked his shots. I was like, "Who's that's not Derek Brunson. Who else have they brought in here instead of Derek Brunson?" Because it was not Derek Brunson for me. But it was brilliant to see, and I'm actually quite glad, because I think Derek Brunson literally got everything to make... He could make a statement in. He's got really good wrestling. He showed for his striking on Saturday night how good his striking was. So you could definitely tell the man has got something. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
I mean, that's the thing. I don't know what it was about Brunson that I didn't really like. I don't know. I mean, it's a weird one because there's just something about him I just wasn't that sure about. I don't know if it's maybe because every time I've seen him, because obviously he beat by Jacare and he beat by Adesanya, so to me that's like, he's maybe not worth thinking about. And then obviously he had one of the worst fights I've seen against Theodoru, and then he beat Sean Heinisch.
He was one of these fighters who got to a certain level, maybe just hit that top 10, and that was his ceiling. That was his glass ceiling. He was looking up at all these other fighters and he was never going to get anywhere near them. But on that evidence, he can get her a lot better. Definitely. Maybe that's the fight for Romero. Maybe something like that. Maybe he will see Derek Brunson, maybe show that he has made that step up.
Ah, it's Henry Hooft. I knew it was Henry Hooft.
I couldn't remember, I just couldn't remember for the life of me. Go and show that he has made that step up and go and fight Romero. Go and show that you've got the skills to pay the bills as such. You know what I mean? So it has got a bit of everything, so I don't see why not.
I mean, if that's how he does off, you know, one
training camp, the
one training camp, where obviously Henry Hooft's one of the best in the business, so what's he going to do with another full training camp and keep learning and keep training
the
guys?
Take 6 months off and just trains constant, and then goes into a training camp, maybe start next year, you see him come back. But I know, I thought he was brilliant, 100% deserved his win, without doubt for me, so it was good to see. He's a nice enough guy, Derek Brunson, if he's a bit of an arsehole or anything, you know what I mean? He's just a really nice guy. I think he just enjoys a wee scrap now and again. So
good for Heinisch. I think he was on a bit of a run. I went against Brunson, would have put him up in the same conversation.
Oh, definitely.
It seemed maybe just dented him a wee bit.
I think he looked like he'd ran out of ideas towards the end. He'd no idea how to deal with us. Brunson was just fighting a really, really good fight.
Yeah.
And he was just trying to swing bombs. He was shattered as well. You could see he was absolutely gassed.
Yep.
Which they're also talking about him, how he trains out Colorado. Obviously, training at altitude, it should make you better. It should make your gas tank better, but it really didn't show for him on the night. But as you say, disappointing, because I was the same as you. I really like Ian Heinisch. I think you're a really good fighter. And I think he'll be back. I don't think it's that number last you'll see of him anyway. He'll definitely be back at a good level.
I hope not. Prelims. Anything worth talking about here? I suppose it's all really worth talking about, to be honest.
Let's start off with Bob Sabina Matsu. I thought she was absolutely sexy. She reminded us of Tatiana Suarez.
That was my performance the night, by the way.
Oh, she was absolutely brilliant. Pressure that she put on Shannon Dobson.
3 10 8s.
Oh, mate, that's just...
It's ridiculous.
Oh, I don't even know how to describe it.
I know, it was relentless. It was constant. It was a bit like watching Kobe. And Usman.
Kobe, Usman, Khabib.
Khabib.
She's in that style of fighter.
That relentless.
That nobody can deal with it.
She's fucking huge and all.
She also cuts well, which is wow, brilliant, man.
I was so impressed, man. Can I ask you one thing?
What?
How'd you get a 30-28? I've been dying to ask you this all weekend, but I wanted to save it for the podcast, you know, so you can educate our listeners. Come on, tell me.
I can only think there was like a draw in one of the rounds, but I don't think you can get a draw in one of the rounds.
I don't think you could get a 10-10.
No, you could have. But I don't really know. I don't know. I was confused. You read that out and went, oh, he's obviously read his card wrong.
Yep. And I double checked it on, as soon as I'd watched it, I went on the kind of Googled it, and it was like, yeah, definitely a 30-28. I don't understand. I need somebody to explain.
The only thing I could, no, you literally can't get a 30-28.
Nope.
Without being a draw in one of the rounds.
Yep.
The only way it can happen. That was weird. But Hannah Cyphers, she was the nicest lassie in the world. She's just so cute. The way she was down there and Joe Rogan was trying to interview her, and she was obviously absolutely terrified of being interviewed. And she's just standing there, and like, I'm literally having to turn the telly up to hear her because she's talking that quietly. It was just such a nice immediately lassie, man. It was brilliant to see. But no, fair play, I thought she's done well as well. She deserved to win her fight, so
100%. I was just curious as to how you get
no, I've no idea either. I forgot about that myself. I heard that when I was watching it. I was like, where the fuck do you get 30-28?
Anything else on the prelims? I mean, there's loads of this
stuff. Well, you go back to Kang. I thought Kang against, I think it was actually Kang was really good at times.
Kang was brilliant. I was surprised. I had Davis to win it. Kang looked really, really good.
Kang was really, really good. That's the second in a row, right?
I was surprised it had been a split decision. I didn't think Brandon Davis did enough to win that fight.
And I wanted
Davis
so
to win.
For me, Kang definitely won the fight. So I don't know where the split came from, but no, it was a good performance again for
Corey Sandhagen. Like, what a performance.
Aye, it was brilliant.
Absolutely superb.
He made let's be honest, a very good fighter look very average.
A legend.
Aye.
My sunshine was a former champ.
Yes.
And he's so odd for that weight class. That's bantam, innit?
Yes.
You don't get bantams like that. You get featherweights that sometimes are long and rangy. Zabit, Ortega, tall, rangy, Holloway. You don't get bantamweights like that. Bantamweights look like Suhudo. They look like Marlon Moraes. They look like TJ Dillashaw, Cody Garbrandt. They don't look like that. Not look like what must he be? 5'9", 5'10"?
Something like that.
It's ridiculous.
People don't know how to deal with the length. People don't know how he's wrestling, he's grappling.
5'11", he's almost 6 foot for bantamweight, mate.
The rolling about the floor they had during that fight was unbelievable at times. Some of the positions again to go up.
He's so weird to watch, but he's so good. I love Corey Sandhagen. Like, he's absolutely brilliant.
Nah, he is superb to fight. He's absolutely brilliant.
I mean, Asuncia wasn't terrible here, but
no, without doubt, it was terrible.
Sandhagen was just too good.
Just better. Just a better fighter on the night. That pushes him right up there, right into contention.
It does, like, completely. Like, I mean, okay, you say contention, but I mean,
all right, there's three in front of him.
Henry's busy. I mean,
well, Henry's got a lot on. Henry wants to do it a lot in the next year.
Yeah, because he wants to be at Interjet. I'm not even giving him the time of day I'm talking about, man. Fucking hell.
Henry Cejudo versus Valentina Shevchenko.
You know, one of the most...
That boy is a twat.
Because I think she'd smash him.
I think she'd smash him as well, but...
The only disappointing fight on this card, I think, was Kenny Bermudez. It was a bit meh.
I think I expected more from Bermudez.
Yeah, I didn't think Bermudez would. Listen, hats off to Casey Kenny.
Aye, superb.
He was fighting a guy who's quite clearly a light heavyweight. So, the difference is, it looked like that, didn't it?
He goes into the Sandhagen category. Obviously, he was trying to get down to bantamweight himself because he's looking, maybe looking to suck Corey Sandhagen. You think, I can use my length and range? You can. Yeah. He's a featherweight. Manny, just go to featherweight and stay there. You're a good fighter. Use it.
I mean, and I was so surprised. I thought Manny Bermudez. See, when I seen them in the octagon, I went, oh my God, this is a massive mismatch. This is a lightweight fighting a flyweight. Like, that's what it looked like. It was ridiculous. And fair play to Casey Kenny.
Oh, it was brilliant, right?
It was brilliant.
You see, I was so surprised by it, do you know what I mean? So,
What do you make of the boon when Cameron Worthy and Devontae Smith had a wee high five mid-fight? Like, because it was quite severe. It wasn't just like, oh, boo. It was quite severe. Like, and even one of the coaches, I don't know if it was Worthy's coach or Smith's coach, was fucking screaming, don't fucking do that.
It was almost too nice at times.
But, see, I don't have an issue. See if they just, like, stopped and, like, had a cuddle and, it was literally mid-fight. Like, he clipped him and it was just a kind of like, all right, nice one, mate, fucking boom, like, let's keep going. I don't have an issue with that. I don't wish that, because then Cam fucking knocked him the fuck out.
But then that makes it look, it's like watching a sparring match.
Yeah.
It's almost too nice. It's like two guys. They are mates, fair play. I know they're mates. But people aren't there to see two mates fight. People are there to see two guys wanting to not fuck each other. Fair play, well, they've done it in the end. I know he absolutely fucking KO'd Devontae Smith, and I'm really, really surprised by that. But you want to see two guys. See, be honest, see that handshake and then start the fucking fight. That off. Get that right out the door.
See, just we've got this on in the background, guys. We always put the UFC on in the background when we're doing the show. See, this shit, they started on Saturday night with Megan O'Leary interrupting the coaches during the round. That shit needs to get to fuck.
I didn't even notice that. How did I not notice that?
Twice it happened. I seen it twice happen. And look at the coach. He's trying to answer questions, but looking at his fighter. Fuck off, Megan. Listen, she's doing her job, which is fair enough, and she's trying to...
She's always been told to do it.
Obviously, and I get that, but I mean, I see if I was there, man...
This has got to go back to that ESPN thing. ESPN have brought a few things in, you just go, oh, look, this is the UFC. This isn't basketball or baseball or...
You can't
take your eyes off the action for a minute. If you, as a coach, took your eyes off the action for a single second, and you notice something, your fighter doesn't, and you're trying to help him out, and all of a sudden he gets fucking sparkled the fuck out.
Yeah.
And she's sitting there talking to him while she's getting sparkled the fuck out. I'd be fucking raging as a coach.
Exactly.
I'd be absolutely fuming if that's the way they're good, didn't it? Because that didn't work. That's just not... No, you can't do that.
No
chance. No, I wouldn't be happy with that at all.
Back to Wardy Smith, sorry, just because we diverted it. The reason I asked you about the handshake was, we've seen guys before have an absolute war, and they get to like a minute from the end. You remember fucking Zombie Rodriguez? They were cuddling.
Mm.
Well, a minute to go, they had a fucking cuddle. Nobody booed. Everybody cheered like, yes, fucking brilliant. But so, hold on. This is my point. If that had been a minute from the end of the third round and they'd had a really good fight and had a high five, would it have made a difference? People still have booed?
No, they wouldn't have that.
So this is my point. Like, what's the difference? I don't understand.
Because you could see two guys. Like, you're talking about Zombie Rodriguez.
Yeah, it was one of the best fights ever.
After 14 minutes, you can see they've went out and not lumped each other. They've went out and battered each other. I was watching this at times and I thought, that's a sparring match.
Yeah, but
it was two guys that didn't really want to hurt each other.
I get it, man. I understand what you're saying. I understand why the coach annoyed. But it was after, you know, Kama smacked him. Or I think it was Worthy that smacked him. You know, he clipped him and he's like...
Don't high five him, fucking hit him back.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, it's a weird one. I thought the booing was a bit shit.
I'm not saying the crowd were right to boo, but I'm just saying I can understand why they booed or why they thought, I think they were booing as such.
I hate the boo. I hated the booing with Costa, man. That was so shit.
The Americans absolutely love Yoel Romero.
Fucking hate that shit, man. It was so annoying. Because at the end of the day, I was like, it was a really close fight. Like, it was really close. Like, a lot of people probably thought that Romero won, like you did. I thought Costa won. You know, a lot of, but just don't bull it, actually, man. See if it's a dodgy decision or something like that, or
something bad happens.
But even at the end, when he's like, listen, like putting his hands up and going like that, and just like saying, you know, I'm going to just give him, and they booed louder, and I'm just like, you guys are just assholes now, man. This is just shit.
Yeah.
I felt pure bad for Costa, because Costa, like, what am I supposed to do? Even he said that, he said, I just done my best, guys. I basically just.
What I can do in the night.
I felt shit, but. Yeah, what. Mate, this was a fucking great card.
Every fight, there's something worth talking about. Maybe you spoke about Dracar Close versus Christian Gergos, because I thought it was an absolute war as well. They two absolutely went out and not fucking each other.
After that first round, I was very, very worried for Dracar Close.
No, I was the same, mate.
Gergos burned out quick, man.
Very quick. We've seen that after he tried to choke him, and the choke very was there, quick. And he was really trying to force it, and that was after that, he was fucking gone, man.
Dracar just took his time and picked him off, man. Dracar Close is a very good fighter.
Oh, he's a great fighter, mate.
It's weird, though, right? Because I was watching this, and then, obviously, they said, oh, this is a... No, this is two top class lightweights, and I was thinking to myself, watching the fight, I don't know when they said that, it must have been like in the second round or between one of the rounds. I was like, I don't see either of these guys getting anywhere near that top 10. I don't know if they're good enough.
I think Dracar Close is. I don't think Christian Gergos is.
Look at some of the names.
I don't think Dracar Close was good on the night, but he still won the fight.
He was good rounds 2 and 3.
He had to get better, but I think he was helped because Gergos burned out.
Yeah,
I think we've seen Dracar Close have far better fights than that. Far better fights than that. I think you've all seen it again. And I like his call out at the end. He called out Gregor Gillespie. Imagine having Gregor Gillespie. That. What a fight that would be. Madison Square Garden.
I've watched anybody fight Gregor Gillespie. I love Gregor Gillespie.
But that would be a brilliant fight, and that would put Closer into that top 15. Closer's one of these fighters, like, I think, Gagos who's just outside the top 15. Like Jagr's ever get into the top 15, but you always be there about. He's one of these fighters I think will win one, lose one, win one, lose one.
I just don't see, like, I don't know, I just look at the top 10 names there, right? Okay, take Pettis out, you can bump Gillespie up if you want, right? I can't, do you honestly see Drakkar closer fitting in that
top
10?
Not right now.
Yeah, I suppose that's a fair point.
You look at the fighters that are ahead of him, Khabib, Poirier, Ferguson, McGregor, Cerrone, Gaethje, Jacinta, Barboza, even Lee, Paul Felder, many fights have they had each? 20, I reckon most of the fighters at least 20-25 fights each. Drakkar closes what's 12, he's on 12 fights. Do you know what I mean? He's quite an 13, he's still quite an inexperienced fighter when you look at it that way.
He's one loss, man. He's 30, he's 11-1-1. Wow,
he lost David Toomer and it wasn't exactly what was a unanimous decision on the night, which I was surprised. I'm trying to remember the fight, to be honest, but I can't, because David Toomer isn't exactly superstar status, has he? So
I can't believe we've actually talked about every fight.
You've got it, man. No,
we just don't normally. It's a new. This has gone back to the old days of, you know, a year ago with the podcast. And man, oh man, what about the bonuses? I know we've kind of stopped talking about them because we don't agree with them. I'm not. I just fight of the night. I suppose why not?
Can't argue.
There was a couple other good fights it could have been. But yeah, I can't argue with that. Performance of the night 100% should have been Sabina Mazo, but they don't give it for that. So
no, they don't.
There was only two knockouts on the card, weren't there? Two TKOs, and it was Cam Worthy.
Three
Sadiq Yusuf. See, I would have said Sadiq Yusuf was better than Cam Worthy's, but
yeah,
of course Cam Worthy asked for it.
Don't ask, don't get, mate.
I probably felt guilty.
For what the UFC give a performance of the night bonus for, I can't argue with it. Yeah. That's the thing.
I just think I wonder how the fighters feel about that. That'd be an interesting question if we ever actually get that, speak to a fighter, is ask them what they think about it. What did Sabina Mazo think about that? She went out and had that awesome a performance and then watch Cam Worthy do 4 minutes of work and knock somebody out and get an extra 50 G's when she's put in 15 minutes of probably, honestly, I think that's one of the best women's performances I've ever seen.
That's probably
like out. I've seen a lot of good knockouts, I've seen Shevchenko do stuff, I've seen Nunez have great knockouts, but in terms of a 15 minute performance from a woman in a female UFC, I don't think I've seen better. And like, nothing said about it, there's no extra 50k bonus.
I think you've got to as well think about the level of the fighter she is fighting against. I think maybe that comes into it.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, Cam Worthy, for me, Devontae Smith should have smashed fucking him.
Oh, he should have, 100%.
So well, that's an upset.
Not necessarily, because Cam Worthy's got, like...
He's a good record.
He's got more fights than Smith.
Yeah, but Smith's got a higher pedigree.
Devontae Smith's only what? That was his third fight in the UFC. So, like, not a lot. I get what you're saying. He does have more pedigree, but not enough. Not a lot, mate. Not a lot more. I don't know anything about Shanna Dobson, to be honest. I don't really know much about Sabina Mazo, but... It's frustrating for me because I think a performance like that deserves a wee bit more recognition. That was what I was basically saying.
No, I'm not going to disagree with you, mate. I would agree with you.
What about the crowd? Crowd were decent.
Was ruckus the right word?
Other than the boon. One thing I will say, the pedigree of crowd, like in terms of famous people in UFC fighters.
That's elegant.
It was ridiculous, man. Masvidal, Woodley, Dan Henderson, Colby,
Tony Ferguson
was there.
Faber, Cejudo.
Aye, because they were sitting next to each other after obviously they're biting. Schwarzenegger.
You literally could probably pick out the rankings. Go, he was there. He was there.
Ridiculous, man! It was actually like proper who's who.
They've really got the names on for that one. But then, as I said, as LA.
Yeah, that's true.
You're fucking firing it up the road, aren't you? So you're just going to go. Hey, well, I'm going to that this weekend. Do you know what I mean? So
that's true.
Even probably. The type of celebrity outside of UFC that was there was ridiculous, Johnny. Yeah. So,
okay, you happy?
Oh, mate, I'm ecstatic.
It was a great night, man.
I really enjoyed it, man. It was good.
I'm just gutted there's no UFC this weekend.
I know, I'm raging.
So,
pure shite.
With no UFC this weekend, guys, there is a Bellator card. Now, it's safe to say,
man,
me and Mark are not overly buzzed by this. There is.
There's a few decent fighters on it, but there's no good fights.
There's some interesting things to talk about on it. Obviously, you've got a rematch to Mitrione and Karatunov that nobody's really giving a fuck about.
I don't care.
Minakov, who is probably one of the most dangerous heavyweights anywhere really. Like it's to have a record like that, that's an interesting fight. Javi Ayala, he went out and beat Frank Mir. Like it was ridiculous. So I don't know what to expect from that. Again, there's things like there's two unbeaten guys fighting at
heavyweight,
you know, Fortune and Shafroth. Again, know nothing about these guys, but there's some again, Nick Newell, again, another news, Nick Newell making his debut. Interesting to see how he gets on. He's actually got some record, Nick Newell, man.
15-2 managed it. Well, he lost his game in Dana White Contender Series as well, so.
Yeah.
Very, very good
record. You've got a Gracie on this card. The one thing that you and I talked about, and we were both a bit...
I don't want to talk about this card for this reason.
A bit annoyed. Ricky Bandejas.
He's arguably the best fighter on this card.
What do you mean, arguably?
Probably is the best.
He is the best fighter on this card.
You look at a couple of heavyweights, like, sir.
I don't know, mate. Like, I mean, Minnikov, I very good, but is it what's going to be one of those things? Remember the Russian guy that fought...
The boy, Amosov as well. You must have Ukrainian, but he's 21 and all.
Oh,
I just eats people for breakfast.
Oh, I mad guy just eats people.
So... Arguably, Ricky, alright, he's lost his last two Ricky Mandez, but he's arguably one of the best fighters on this card, and he's like third for the start. It's ridiculous.
Ricky Mandez lost his last two?
Aye, because he'd got a. Who did he fight?
I thought he beat the boy Gallagher.
No, that was a while ago.
Fuck me, that was in August last year. He's fought twice since then. Well, aye, okay. Arcoleta smashed him.
And Patrick Mitch is the next big thing, so.
Maybe it's not that bad then. Maybe it's not that bad that he's far down, mate. That's the thing. Who knows? But
then you look at the names on this card.
I look at names in front of him. You think, like, should he be in front of Mike Kimbo and Saba Hamase and Rodolfo Roca, who's 1-3? You know, like, he should be in front of these guys. Do you know what I mean? He should be on the main card one day. So it's really strange. Mr. Paige Van Zandt.
Mr. Paige Van Zandt headlining. Mr. Austin Van Der Ford.
Again, some record. And that'll be a good fight because Joseph Kreer's got a good record too. So that'll be a good fight. There's bits scattered. There's a sprinkling.
But that's fine. The casual MMA fan will take absolutely no fucks to do with this card.
Oh, none. I mean, listen, I'll probably watch some of it. I'll probably catch some of it online somewhere. Watch a couple of the fights. I like watching Amosov.
I'll try and see bits and pieces.
He's a scary dude, Amosov.
Yeah, that, man.
Absolutely terrifying. Oh, it was Eric Silva. He smashed in February. Smashed his on his debut.
Sorry,
his
debut.
Gerald Harris as well.
Yeah, choke shirt or smashes your face in it.
Okay, so there's no UFC this weekend, guys. So yeah, boo. Can I go to? Don't know what I'm going to do myself on Sunday.
Nick Cage Warriors 0.
Nick Cage Warriors because they burnt out clearly by having everything.
I think Graham Boylan just went for a 3-month holiday. I think that's what happened there. Made a couple of phone calls after the Night of Champions and went, right, boy, you're up for fighting end October. No problem, boss. Right, that's it. I'm going on holiday for 3 months. I think that's basically what happened there.
So it's your favourite time of the hour that we do? It's news time.
It can be. Depends what news you've got.
Yeah, I got a wee bit of the day. That's upside down, mate.
I know, not really, but mate, it's poor. The last month, man we spoke about, we really, really liked at the time, John Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Failed the drug test. After that fight.
Fuck.
Fanny. Absolute fanny.
Well, hold on. When was that? What month was that?
Junior was fighting, I think.
So I need to check my...
No, it does work.
Yeah, it does work like that. It does work like that, but don't you even start, because you picked John Allen and I didn't, so I'm going back and changing my predictions.
Pish. You still lost a bit. You still get bumped.
It doesn't matter, but I get the one back for that. I'll be changing it. I'm going to change it.
You go and do that, mate.
I will.
You let me know how you're going.
I will.
Let me know how much I still won by.
Yep.
So that's rather disappointing, because I actually thought it looked really, really good tonight, and then to find out that he's... popped for drugs is so disappointing. So part of the drugs that he used is something called tamoxifen.
Mm-hmm.
It's an estrogen modulator used clinically to treat and prevent breast cancer, but also can be used to alleviate the side effects of anabolic steroid use. So basically he's obviously been
taking steroids and then used that to try and cover up.
Aye, basically aye.
Not thinking that he would get caught for using the cover up drug. Wow, what a twat.
What a twat. Indeed, what a twat. I don't think we'll ever see John Allen again in a UFC octagon, put that way.
I just wanted to mention something.
What?
I just seen something pop up on the telly there. Cameron Bordy has the best nickname in all of UFC.
Just because you're a massive Star Wars fan doesn't
mean... The Death Star.
Doesn't mean Death Star.
That is just amazing. Anyway, sorry, continue.
As I said, it's quite poor this week, to be honest. Darren Till wants Robbie Lawler's, quite like... But the problem is that Robbie Lawler's 170 and Darren Till's supposed to go 185, so I'm not really sure.
That's not what I've seen.
What did you see?
Darren Till posted a picture of Kevin Gastelum and said, let's do it.
Oh, obviously he's posted this couple of things, right? He's posted a couple of different things.
Yes, he posted, he actually posted a picture of Kevin Gastelum on his Instagram and said, let's do it, that. Let's do it, Kelvin.
Fair enough.
But I don't know, that's, I mean, you could be anything, I mean.
Stefan Struve is back.
I thought I was seeing things. I was like to myself, I seen this come up on my Instagram and I was like, Stefan Struve? Was that, I'm pretty sure he was the big, tall, bald guy that retired. I went, nah, must be somebody else. And I was then thinking about Marcin Tybura or something. I was like, must have been somebody else. And then I looked and went,
no, he's
Stefan
back.
Stefan Struve has reversed his. I was like, oh, wow, good.
Picked his gloves back up after Foster up together and he's coming in to fight Ben Rothwell. Not exactly riveting, but good to see the big man back, why not?
I'm excited by the next news.
I'm happy that this fight's happening.
Because she's not getting a title shot.
Yes. Caitlin Chookagian, who somehow, apparently, won the fight against
Jojo. We're not the kind of guys who are going to badmouth fighter just for the sake of it. If you guys want to go and look at Caitlin Chookagian's last three wins, right, go and look at the fight stats, analyse them, and you'll see exactly what we're talking about. She won three fights by decision that she shouldn't have won. She shouldn't be anywhere near it. And go and look at the stats and have a look and you'll see what we mean. I'm telling you, it's scary. I hope Jennifer Meyer absolutely mashes her.
Hopefully she'll go out and batter fuck out of Caitlin Chookagian. Then maybe we'll see Jojo versus Jennifer Meyer for a wee title decider. Which should be quite good to see.
Interesting. Okay.
Big Alistair Overeem was so disappointed because I was kind of hoping he was going to win a Copenhagen card just because it's so close to Holland. I was just making...
Well, he was supposed to fight on this made-up card that you and I made up.
Aye, that's right,
the one that we made up.
It's totally vanished out of his head. Nobody's ever mentioned again. You can go, UFC Amsterdam 2019, and there's literally nothing
exist. We just made it up, mate. I don't know what the hell happened. We had a whole fight night that
night. Happened. I swear to God, it happened.
I know that, but anyway, it, but they changed it.
So, Big Man's coming back. He's fighting Will Harris. Mate, it's a decent fight.
But good fight.
Good bit of battle.
Contrast in styles. So. Overeem's big, hits hard, you know, and... Obviously, a wee bit of Muay Thai kickboxing there and stuff like that. And then you've got Will Harris, who is probably the fastest heavyweight I've ever seen in my life.
Well, that's on the same night as Struve Rothwell fight, so it's big heavyweights, big in December, do you see? So.
Buzzing.
No headline. Well, I can't see either of them headlining. It's so of interest as you headline that card. Usually, the headliners are the early cards.
That was the headline, I'm sure.
Was it?
Overeem Will Harris, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what I've seen.
I was surprised. Fair enough. Gaz Ngannou got released, obviously she's a pure record though, she's lost four out of the last five, but then she had a couple of good performances in there. I think she was lucky with a loss.
She was unlucky against Megan. She heard Megan like clipped her with her big toe
right in the eye.
Fucked her in the eye. Mm-hmm. So that was a weird one for me. That was a weird one. But
I think you'll see her somewhere else. I imagine she'll pop up and better thought maybe something like that.
Yeah.
Dana has officially come out and said Holiday Volkanovski won't happen in Melbourne, which is a bit of a disappointment because that'd been fucking incredible.
Yeah.
It was never really going to happen, but it'd have been amazing to see it happen.
I didn't think it was ever going to happen, mate, to be honest.
So that's a bit disappointing, but here we go.
Jennifer Meyer fought in Cage Warriors.
She what?
She fought in Cage Warriors. She got beat by Sheila Gaff.
You just doing a bit of research.
I just don't know, look, mate. I like to look when you're talking so that I can maybe throw in bits of information so it makes me look smart.
Sounds like a good idea.
She also tested positive for banned substances as well.
She's an art junkie then?
Yep.
Lovely.
So hopefully she gets pumped down with Caitlin Chookagian's fan all of a sudden.
Jose Aldo.
Oh, fuck. Yes?
He's called out somebody. Can you guess who?
No.
Because obviously you haven't seen this news.
No, I haven't seen this news. Who the hell do they call it?
Jose Aldo would like to fight the intergender champion, Cejudo, at bantamweight.
What?
Jose Aldo thinks he can get into bantamweight and he wants to go and fight Cejudo.
Oh, I've just become a massive Jose Aldo fan because I think Jose Aldo would fucking mash
him. I think his striking and his length against Cejudo would just tear him apart.
Can he drop the 10 pounds?
He also thinks he can. He's not going to call him out if he doesn't think he can.
Oh my god, that'd be fucking...
I'd absolutely love to see that fight. Jose Aldo.
Imagine Jose Aldo as the bantamweight champion. Wow, man.
That'd be ridiculous. He's fought a lightweight.
Wow, man.
Ridiculous, man. Wee bit of Bellator. Never usually talk about Bellator.
Oh, exciting.
But there's at least 9 fighters.
Well.
Now, most of them never heard of. One that we have heard of, I'm quite disappointed, is Chidi.
Oh, you're joking.
Has been released.
Chidi Bang Bang.
Chidi Bang Bang has been released.
Maybe UFC will pick him up.
No, they won't. No, it won't. Another couple of names. I know the name Chris Honeycutt. He's been released. Still don't know much about him. Now, the only other one that's been released that I actually knew the name of, and I was absolutely delighted for this, and you're going to be so happy when I tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
I think you may actually go through the roof of your flat. Just be careful. Just be careful what you're doing.
Tell me.
Nathan Grayson has been released by Bellator.
Yes! Do you know why that is? Because he's shite.
He's shit.
Yes.
We've already spoke about Cejudo's quest to become the intergender champion versus Valentina. He's a fucking bell end.
Really?
Get absolutely pumped.
Has that been announced, that bomber?
Not officially, but it's pretty much set in stone. Last bit of news, wee bit of headliner. This, you heard for Scott's sigh of disbelief. Mind the New Year's versus Jermaine de Randamie 2, except for UFC 245 in Vegas.
That'll be a nice quick night for Amanda Nunes.
I don't know.
Oh, shut up. Nunes is going to wipe a floor here, man.
She probably will in the end. I'm not doubting that for a second. But I think it maybe will go a wee bit longer than people might give Jermaine de Randamie credit for. But there wasn't really any other fight to make because there really isn't any other fighters for Nunes to fight.
Nah. I'd like to see a fight Shevchenko, but it would have to be a bantam.
I was thinking.
Is that a bantam?
I'd imagine it would be.
Yeah, it's because that's what the Randy beat last time.
She was fighting, so I'd imagine it would be bantam. So I'd imagine that 145 bite might just be kind of quietly pushed to the side and never heard of again.
The 145, you think so?
Aye.
Yeah, it might kill it. Yeah, I mean, they don't have enough fighters for it, do they? So.
No, they don't really have enough. They don't really have enough actual featherweight female fighters.
Yeah.
They've got like two. And even then, they aren't. Anyway, so that's me done, mate.
All sorted.
Finitoed.
Although we said it'd probably be a relatively quick show tonight, it hasn't been. We've just kind of gassed on for an hour, which is good. Get us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My followers seem to be creeping up a wee bit. We've kind of put a wee bit more into it and try to post a wee bit more, so that's good. If you listen, share it for us. Leave us a review. If you listen on Spotify and that, 5 stars is preferable, but it's up to you guys. You guys are the ones listening. And let us know, send us a message if you listen. It'd be nice to hear from some of you. Especially if you're from far off lands, you know, as the States.
I was looking at some of our listeners, man. Some of them were right around the world, man. It was weird for someone. I was like,
that's the one guy in Costa Rica who listened to. Shout out to you, mate. It's just shout out to you all, man. If you listen anywhere outside Scotland, I'm absolutely amazed because we're just two guys who enjoy MMA and sit and talk and crap, and it's amazing that he's listened, so we appreciate it. Anyway, that's all from us. Have a good week, and we'll see you next week.